Well, the latest data on the impact of undocumented residents in the United States by the Congressional Budget Office indicated that they generated $48 billion in revenue while costing $23 billion in revenue. So 2-to-1 advantage. In the state of Florida, a January 2011 Chamber of Commerce study, which is the best, most comprehensive study, found that undocumented immigrants cost the state approximately $1 billion in public services, primarily education, health care, and corrections, but they generate $4.5 billion worth of revenue, $1.3 billion in local property taxes and $3.2 billion in state sales tax. So again, the undocumenteds more than pay their own way based on the most comprehensive studies we have.
Of course, the fields of employment that many, certainly not all, but many of these workers are employed in include lower wage jobs such as construction and the hotel and restaurant industries. And with our service industry economy here in Central Florida, it would seem like that displacement of the lower wage jobs might hurt our labor force more than it would perhaps in other areas.
Well, there is some displacement effect by allowing undocumented workers to work in the economy. It appears that there is very little of the displacement effect that actually occurs. In states like Arizona that started very harsh laws to restrict undocumented immigration, all of a sudden they found they had labor shortages in many of those low-skilled areas. The same thing happened in Alabama. So it reflects the fact that, these people are serving an important economic niche that is not going to be 100% filled. Yes, in the short run, there might be some displacement. If we move towards reform, what will likely happen is these people will become documented and they will actually be able to push for higher wages. There'll be less power on the part of employers over them. Wages should increase. That's what happened in 1987 when 3 million undocumented workers were given documentation and amnesty. So we'd expect something similar to happen this time. Wages would rise. Now, that would hurt in the short run some of these businesses that depend upon undocumented, low-skilled, very low-paid wages. But it tends to create more output, more income, more wages, growing the whole Florida economy. And so that offsets to some effect the impact of the higher wages that will result from immigration reform.
Now, here in Florida, as in many other parts of the country, but especially here in Florida, I think the argument is far from academic. We have plenty of experience with this. We have a very large and growing immigrant community. What can we learn from that? How has immigration affected our economy in Florida during our history, especially since like World War II, the last 50 years or so?
Well, certainly the Cuban immigration has transformed Miami and made it a world city and made it an international city. And it's one of the most vibrant economies in the state of Florida. Locally here, the large influx of Puerto Ricans and other immigrants legally has had a very beneficial effect on the economy locally. So in the long run, immigration, especially when it is documented and controlled, is very beneficial to the economy of Florida and the United States. And the numbers in Florida are very large. Even the numbers for the undocumented, as best we can measure them, are significant. So they are making a significant contribution today to our economy.
Well, what are those numbers then, as far as we can measure? You said an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S. What's the estimate for Florida?
Over a million, which represents nearly 6% of our total population.
But since they are undocumented, Hank, it's, by definition, it seems that it would be difficult to know for certain. How do the researchers come up with that figure?
Well, actually, the way in which it's estimated is based upon school enrollment, and undocumented children are enrolled in our schools. They are required to be enrolled because of Supreme Court decisions. That's how census estimates. The University of Florida's Bureau of Economic and Business Research estimates based on surveys of households, which would include undocumented households. So on the population side, that million people, that's a pretty good estimate. We have more difficulty estimating undocumented workers in the labor force. The best estimate we have is about 750,000 out of a workforce of 9.2 million. That's the highest percentage in the United States at 8.2% of our workers are actually undocumented.